In the gospel today, we were given a description as to the magnitude of the crowd that was following Jesus. And this was really early on of his public ministry, very early in his public ministry. And we wonder if people were coming to him because they believe in him, that he is the Son of God, or were they coming to him simply because they have a particular need, like healing from a particular disability or disease. Later on in the gospel, we will hear that people who were following him eventually left him. And only those who had a personal relationship with him were the one who stayed with him until the end. And we would know that a big chunk of people starts to drift away from him when he started to talk about himself as the bread of life. People starting to withdraw. They just couldn't fathom what Jesus was teaching. And for us who are here right now, why are we here? Well, we're here to celebrate Mass, of course. But when it comes to the practice of the faith, at the very depths of our being, why do we come to the Lord? Is it because this faith that we have found gives us that liberating joy and we experience the love of God? Or are we here because simply we need something from God, like the crowd in the gospel? And you know, it's not necessarily bad to come to Jesus simply because we need something. But that's just the starting point. We can't just stay there. Because eventually, if we just stay there, then we will be like the crowd who would eventually drift away. But the most important thing is that even though we come to him not with the purest intentions, that along the way, we purify our intentions and we come to that realization that I'll stay because I'm truly convinced that Jesus is my Savior, that Jesus is really my Lord, that apart from him, joy would not be possible. The saint that we are celebrating today, Saint Agnes, was really convinced of that. It's a very fascinating story about her, that she gave her life to the Lord at the age of 13, very young. You know, she was already honored early in the history of the church as someone who is a model of courage and perseverance when it comes to the call of discipleship. Because she rejected so many of her suitors that time, they turned her in to the authorities during the time of the persecution of the church. And it was in there that she readily gave her life for Jesus. She was convinced of who she was following. That's why she was able to give her life for the gospel and for Christ. Not just one of the crowd in the gospel today, but someone who truly entered into that relationship with God. How are we fulfilling the will of God according to our own unique vocation? Because it is in our own unique vocation that God is asking us to collaborate in the building up of his kingdom. And are we responding to God's will with faithfulness and joy?